Hi, Disha.
I believe you are the admin of Yelahanka and Yelahanka New Town Facebook group.
Yes, I am the admin.
How's that going?
Not that active.
Yeah. What is it, Manjunath? You're not able to get the time, or you...
Actually, yes. I'm not getting that much of time to spend on social networking now.
What do you do, Manjunath?
I'm working for a company called Elexcel Ideas. We are into education management. We do events. We do movies. We do life skills programs.
No wonder you're a very busy man.
Yes.
I just wanted to talk to you. We're running a campaign for digital where we want all the areas to go digital.
Yes.
If you had to revive the dormant page, Manjunath, what is it that you would need? What kind of assistance do you think anybody either living in Yelahanka or Yelahanka New Town can give you?
Actually, if I get one or two admins who are very active on Facebook, like, we can definitely pull that page to a different level.
I don't know if you heard about the Vidyaranyapura page that we covered.
Yes. I just went through that page as well, Vidyaranyapura, and also Whitefield also.
Pretty impressive, no?
Yeah, very much, very much.
The activity potential in Yelahanka is huge.
Actually, to be frank, when I started this group, I started this in a different intention because I wanted people of Yelahanka to communicate to other people what exactly happening in Yelahanka.
Okay.
Since Yelahanka, people still consider that it's out of Bangalore. So, Bangalore is starting from Yelahanka.
Yes.
Now. I'm a part of a Rotaract fraternity. We do N number of events and I keep posting that and I'm getting a very good response. I don't know whether you heard about Candlelight March.
Yes, I did.
We organize for Sandeep Unnikrishnan and the Martyrs of 26/11 every year. We get crowd only because of our Facebook promotions.
You know, the first thing when you put on Google Yelahanka comes up Major Sandeep Unnikrishnan Road.
Unnikrishnan Candlelight March. Yeah, that road is also named after him.
So you're telling me that if you can get a couple of enthusiastic residents of Yelahanka to become co-admins with you on this Facebook group, you can push this to another level.
Definitely. See, Red FM actually is helping more number of people like who are like active on social networking to do something different.
I was telling them, I said, we are IT capital. All our areas should be online. If our areas are not online, then which other city in India can be held as a model example? We need to be that. What is the population of Yelahanka roughly, if you can tell me?
If at all, we are talking about 4 BBMP wards. It's somewhere around 1.2 lakhs.
And how many people are on this Yelahanka page as of now, as we speak?
8,439.
You're precisely giving me the numbers.
Yeah, because I just saw in the morning, 8,439 plus 8 members have sent a request. I need to add them to the group.
What is the exact name of the page, if I may also simultaneously open it and check with you? What is it exactly called? Facebook.com? And then what do we look for in the search?
This page name is actually Yelahanka and Yelahanka New Town.
Okay, Yelahanka. I just saw this. I'm going to send you a request as well.
Yes, please.
I just did. And if there's anybody who pings me right now on WhatsApp saying, hey, I'd like to co-admin this page or this group, can I put them onto you?
Please go ahead. No issues.
Okay, I'll do that. What do you think about this though, going digital? We're promoting the entire city. What is your idea? What do you
feel? It's really a great, great idea. But only thing, like, we might face some challenges, like most of the corporators are not on Facebook nowadays. And also, few, like our own MLA of Yelahanka is not on Facebook. Somebody else is actually managing this page and all.
You know, yesterday when I was speaking to the people from the Vidyaranyapura, the original group, they suggested that if your corporator, MLA guys are not willing to come on board, why don't you go to the people who had stood for the elections in the opposition party and ask them if they're happy to solve the problem? They won't refuse. It's a win-win for both. And we want the problem fixed, no?
Definitely. Yeah.
Whoever does it.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And now you could go...
That can be done. And to Disha, one more thing.
Yes, please.
Actually, Yelahanka, like how Karnataka was called as Mysore state.
Yeah.
Yelahanka was the capital for Bangalore. So
capital for Bangalore?
Bangalore. Yeah, when it was Bendakaluru, that time Yelahanka was the capital for Bangalore.
How dare people assume it's in the outskirts?
Yeah. And Kempegowda is basically from Yelahanka and is called as Yelahanka Nada Prabhu.
This is great information. Tell me more about Yelahanka, stuff that we don't know.
Yeah, Yelahanka is like one of the oldest city in Karnataka actually. Yelahanka was also known as Yelavanka or something like that.
You know, I just realized Yelahanka was present in the 12th century during the rule of Cholas.
Yeah, for that.
The response will only get better, Manjunath, I can assure you. In fact, after this goes on air, you should ping me back later and tell me if you saw a spike in the number of requests that came in for the Yelahanka and Yelahanka Newtown group.
Definitely. I'll definitely let you know.
Please keep me posted and all the best. I will hopefully there'll be somebody from Yelahanka and Yelahanka Newtown that messages us and we'll be able to get you guys together.
Thank you so much, Adisha. Nice talking to
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Manjunath. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Bye. That's nice.